It's that time on a Friday. We get everything in order. It's football season. It's sports talk. Time to look to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
I took people deep on the show last week. Oklahoma, Washington, Oregon busting up their opponents. Also gave you the Rams derailing that Saint win streak, went 4-1. Mr. Sterling, how are things?
I'll let you know tomorrow night when I'm in Charlotte about 11:30, 11:45 Eastern.
So you and the family enjoy the holiday?
Great holiday, and how about yourself?
Awesome. Nice and relaxing. My son, daughter-in-law, and grandson live 4.5 blocks away, so I could have as much wine as I want and just walk home.
Okay, sounds good.
So
we had a good time. My wife's father has 5 acres down in the Redlands and has horses, has 7 Arabian horses, and hung out there and ate and watched football all day.
Yeah, that sounds pretty easy to take. Your fair city, after Miami not only got beaten, but kind of got suffocated by Pitt. That's not going to a bowl. What's the mood in Miami?
That didn't count. That was a mulligan.
Oh, okay. Mulligan. All right, we're going to play that card. So we've got 5 conference title games.
Right.
Let's begin in the SEC. Auburn playing as well as anybody. Knock off the Tide in the Iron Bowl. Nice game from their sophomore quarterback, Jarrett Stidham. Georgia tuned up by taking apart the Yellow Jackets at Georgia Tech. Got to believe a trip to the playoffs hangs in the balance. Of course, in the first meeting, AU torched them 3 weeks ago. Vegas says Tigers -2. Who we like in here?
I think you got to ride with the Tigers here. I just don't think Georgia can reinvent themselves on offense. Jake Fromm, nice quarterback, but you got to throw on Auburn to be successful. The guy to do it, Jacob Eason, he's on the bench and probably transferring after this season. So, problem is Kirby Smart, you know, is going to probably hang with the guy that he recruited and who he's been riding all season, but Jacob Eason's the guy, I think, that gives him the best chance to win. And the SEC East rep has not won this game all the way back. Got to go to 2008 when the Gators beat Alabama, and it's not going to happen again on Saturday. I like Auburn 26-17.
All righty. Moving to the ACC, as you alluded to, Bank of America Stadium, I think it is, in Charlotte. Another possible winning in, especially if it's Clemson. Tigers rolled easily over South Carolina in the Palmetto Bowl. It was actually 34-0 until later in the game. Odds makers like Clemson strong. Champs laying 9. How you see this one playing out?
I think Miami's going to be aggressive in this game, Steve. I think they're going to play it like they played Virginia Tech, and they also played against Notre Dame. They have to, and going to be tough, you know, without their star tight end, Chris Herndon, who would have been a third or fourth round pick. He will be in this year's draft, I believe, and then also a kid that will probably be a number one pick next year if he recovers from a meniscus tear, Amon Richards. So I think Miami will be aggressive. They'll do some things that they did in those games, show different sets, maybe have a few trick plays. Problem here is, once you've shown your top 20, 25 plays against a defense like Clemson, usually they can adjust and say, okay, we've taken the best you got, now we're going to shut you down. So I think it'll be tight for probably a half, three quarters, and then those 3 defensive linemen that are all first-team defensive linemen for Clemson will probably flex their muscles. They have 40 sacks on the year, does their defense. I have Clemson pulling away late in the fourth quarter, 31-13.
All righty. Moving to Lucas Oil Stadium, Buckeyes Badgers, a Wisconsin victory. Obviously, they'd be the only Power 5 team unbeaten if Ohio State wins, and they need mayhem. That Badger defense really suffocated Minnesota last week. That's their strength, 133 total yards. The books say the Ohio State University by 6. What say you?
You know, here's the problem with riding Ohio State. They're on TV all the time. You want to play them, you're always going to play. Have to give up probably an extra 2 to 3 points. Everyone watches their games. Most people can't stomach watching boring football that Wisconsin plays and watch an entire game. And a lot of people also remember Ohio State shellacking Wisconsin 59-0 in the 2014 Big Ten championship game. So I just think that Wisconsin, they have that number one or number two defense in almost every single statistical category, is going to bring it. Also, JT Barrett's not 100%. He had a minor knee surgery earlier this week, so he may not be able to go or go, you know, who knows how long. But I just, you look at Ohio State and the two best teams that they played, Oklahoma at home, they lost by 13. Penn State at home, they won by a point. Give me the team that can play defense and also run the football right at you. I like Wisconsin to win outright, 26-23.
All righty. Definitely riding the Badger bandwagon this weekend. Continue with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, online, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. To the Smurf Turf we go. Mountain West title game hosted by Boise State. Probably not enough being made about the turnaround engineered by Jeff Tedford at Fresno State. They won a game last year. Now he's got him in the conference championship game. But Boise State, a solid 9-point home chalk here. What looks like the play?
You know, it's a hefty line. I went back and watched the last five games from each team here, and Boise's good, but it was no fluke last week that Fresno won this game. They outgained Boise 431-301. Their defense ranked 15th and 16th in rushing and total defense, and their quarterback play since Carr left was horrific the last 3 years. Marcus McMarion, who came over from Oregon State, you're familiar with him,
yep.
A nice steadying force. What was the reason he left? Just ended up getting moved down the depth chart?
Yeah, he did, and this Garrettson kid passed him up, and I don't think he fit Anderson's style, and of course, now Anderson's gone.
maybe they should have gone with the Marcus McMarion style, because not real flashy, but he does everything pretty well here. Now, the two differences this week compared to last week, the game is at Boise, also Jake Robb, the top tight end and receiving threat for Boise will be back here, it looks like, for this game. But Fresno's great as a home dog here, great as a dog also, 9-2 as a underdog the last 11 times they've lined up in that situation. I think Boise wins 27-24, but Fresno covers.
All righty. Pac-12 championship game in about 45 minutes. California at Levi's Stadium tonight, rematch of the 2015 game. Stanford, again, a force under David Shaw, could make their fifth major bowl game his 7 years there. USC, the slightest of slight outside chances, is making the playoffs. Week two, Southern Cal killed them, 620 yards, 42 points. Odds makers think the Cardinal have substantially closed the gap. SC, a 3-point chalk. How you see this one playing out?
Yeah, since that game when they lost 42-24, Stanford, you look at their whole season, they've only allowed two teams to score more than 24 points on them. So they've changed some things defensively, not so much the players. They've just put in some different things, and these defensive changes have made a big difference here. Also on offense, you know, they made the change from Keller Christic, quarterback, to KJ Costello, and he's doing a good job. They can move the ball down the field, throw down the field better with him at quarterback. And comes down to a kicker. I'm going with Chet Toner, 20 for 24 on the year, and you can't beat that name. I like Stanford 30-28.
All righty. And lastly, we always love to run the big games. And, of course, it's the final weekend before the selection committee lets us know who plays for all the marbles. But with you and your people, when the bell sounds at Paramount Sports, you're looking to find an advantage, picking winners for your clients. Your game of the week, ooh, what a fun one. Eagles in our neck of the woods playing the Seahawks. So, Lee, what do folks need to know as far as getting this game and all your service has to offer?
Well, this will be one whale of a game. The Eagles have not been at this stage 10-1. You got to go back to the last time they went to the Super Bowl. So they're on a roll. They have probably the MVP quarterback. Seattle has not been this big an underdog since 2011 when Baltimore came into Seattle. So you want to get this game. It's free. Just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number, toll-free, 800-400-9741. And how about this, Steve? My NFL Game of the Year goes on Sunday. On these NFL Games of the Year, any selection, 40 to 50 units. If we win this game, we will move our record to 33-11. If you date back 9 seasons, I don't know anyone who can match that type of record on big games. So normally you have to be a monthly or season subscriber. I'm opening it up to everyone this weekend. Normally it's $197 for a weekend. If you use coupon code SAVE100, you'll get tonight's game. You will get all the college football action on Saturday. We'll probably have 5 or 6 games. The NFL card on Sunday, including the NFL Game of the Year and the Monday night game. 4 days, 12 to 14 selections, $97. That's right, just $97. Use coupon code SAVE100 at ParamountSports.com.
All right, so we'll catch up in a couple weeks as we sneak up on bowl season.
Yep. Yeah, we'll come. No college games next week, so we'll take the week off and come back in 2 weeks with our college football bowl extravaganza. And if Miami somehow wins this game, you may not be able to contact me for. I might still be partying in Charlotte for another 2 or 3 weeks.
And I wouldn't blame you. And I always look forward to a good extravaganza. Always a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay.
Travel safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, take it easy.